This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Listen, Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and so do their tushies, especially when they start really moving. Huggies has more curves and outstanding active fit. So no matter what kind of mover you've got, they feel protected and comfy while their little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Huggies Little Movers has curves designed to fit all baby curves and helps provide up to 12-hour protection against leaks. So make the switch to Huggies Little Movers today. We got you, baby.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy. Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and myself, Jonas Knox. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. No Brady Quinn. Pending the results of his PED test.
Oh, no.
He will not be appearing on this show.
Oh, no.
So that's what we're going with. That's why he's not here. That or he had a scheduled couple of days off. You know, there could be that as well, too. But it's a better story if we claim PEDs. And like I said, to start out the show, maybe he got into the same medicine cabinet that Ryan Garcia got into. And that's why we're here. But nonetheless, Brady will be back with us on Monday. It'll be LeVar and I taking you all the way up till the end of this hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific. You know, you can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country and on the iHeartRadio app. And we do it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you are listening to us here on The Blowtorch, AM 570 LA Sports, just want to catch you up on what was said earlier in this show. And I'm not snitching on anybody. I'm not trying to rat anybody out. LeVar Arrington basically closed the casket on the LA Clippers season earlier in this show.
Dang.
He says that it's over. You've said it's over. No hate, no hope, no faith whatsoever in the LA Clippers following last night's dismantling courtesy of the Dallas Mavericks.
Why would there be any hope or any of that? Why?
It's just done?
It's done.
Dead man.
Dead man walking. Smell like somebody died.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just tombstone out this bad boy. And they ain't got no Doc Holliday or no Wyatt Earp on LA Clippers right now, seemingly. So how fitting that we say something that's comparable to a Western flick when it's the Dallas Mavericks. Yeah. That's you know, dogging.
I mean, if you are doubting whether or not I'm making up any of what LeVar said earlier, here was Stick City LeVar Arrington's thoughts on the LA Clippers earlier in the show.
You smell that? Smells like someone died.
I mean, it's just disrespectful that you would take that
there
approach.
Listen,
this is a fan base that's been through a lot, okay?
You know, that was Wyatt Earp's brother they was talking about.
Was.
Golly, that's just so disrespectful. Go ahead.
I love Johnny Ringo.
Johnny
Ringo.
No chill. Look like y'all leaving.
Yeah.
Well, bye.
Just want you to know it's over with. Smell that?
Dang.
Yeah. Pretty cold-blooded. So that was, if you are a Clipper fan, you take it out on LeVar Arrington's word. And if you want to have anything to say to LeVar Arrington, you can find him on Twitter, at Lee DeLapp.
At Jonas Knox.
That's where
at
you
Knoxville.
Can find him. At Lee DeLapp is where he will respond to all your
at
tweets
Knox,
there.
At Knox, where vampires live. Yeah. Coffin sales.
Yeah. At... at Bloodsucker is where you can find them. But we transitioned smoothly from that over to this. Also, congratulations to the Celtics. They beat the Miami Heat, who I think fielded a roster of Ronnie Cicely and Bimbo Coles in last night's game.
Ronnie Cicely?
Yeah, he's a DJ. Lee, look that up. I think Ronnie Cicely is a DJ now,
can
if I'm not mistaken.
Can you imagine what it was like being Ronnie Cicely in Miami?
God.
Jeez.
He walked into the Clevelander, and it was
talk about made
on.
For Miami.
Yeah, I'm almost positive Ronnie Cicely was a DJ. Like that's what he did post NBA career. Because I think he didn't he play at Miami or no, he played at Syracuse.
You're right, Syracuse.
Yeah, he played at Syracuse.
Yeah.
Then he ended up with the Miami Heat. And Lee's got an. Let's go live to where I've got an update on Ronnie Cicely's DJ career. Insider Lee DeLapp for the latest, Lee.
Yeah, on top of becoming a DJ, he was also a very successful real estate agent. I'm trying to find his DJ name though, but yes, he did go into electronic music as
what
a DJ.
If you had to guess Ronnie Cicely's DJ name, what would it be? DJ Hairy Chest.
I mean, that man's amount of hair under his arm and on his chest.
Yeah.
It was. But, I mean, come on, man. Like, talk about made for Miami, though. He just looked like he was made for Miami. Like, he could lead the hoop court and throw on that Don Johnson fit or maybe Philip Michael Bailey fit, and he's Miami Vice at night. You know what I mean? Like, all the way.
You could probably dread the armpit hair on Ronnie Cicely if you wanted
and
to.
It's like Rapunzel.
Yeah.
He got that Rapunzel hair.
Like, he's got Ricky Williams in a headlock.
Dang.
Okay. Sometimes
he
referred
do
to
corn
as
rolls down his legs. Get hard.
Stop.
Corn rolls down that man's leg hairs.
Those varicose veins, Ronnie? Nope, that's my hair.
That's my hair. That's all. I was getting a little long. Figured I'd corn roll it today.
Lee, what do you got on Ronnie Cicely's hairy legs?
His DJ name sometimes referred to as Ronnie Style.
Oh,
Ronnie
of course
Style.
He did. Man, I love Ronnie Style.
They did them Allen Iverson design braids down his legs. Gave him a fade and a taper
on
the side, that... like right around the hip.
Well, listen, Ronnie, if you're listening, man. Congrats.
Man.
You know, hell of a run as a member of the Heat and as a DJ and a real estate.
Ronnie Cicely, that's
guru.
A great pull.
I love Ronnie Cicely. So we move on from Ronnie Cicely over to Ryan Poles, the general manager of the Chicago Bears. He was on the Pat McAfee Show starring AJ Hawk, and he was asked whether or not the Bears actually ever really considered moving off the number one pick in the draft. Here's his response.
I don't think I ever allowed it to get crazy because, you know, we were gathering information on Caleb, and I knew, you know, again, from the tape, it was a rare prospect that had a lot of talent that could help us turn this thing around. So it was going to take a lot. So by the time we got to the point where we felt comfortable, I wasn't even going to take those calls anymore or even, you know, listen to what it was going to be because I knew this was the right move for us. I kept it moving.
So Ryan Poles on the Pat McAfee Show starring AJ Hawk talking about potentially moving off the pick. And look, I said at the time, once Carolina determined that they were going to be the diaper fire of the league – it was over. New Year's Eve, when they clinched the worst record in the league and the Bears had that number one pick, like all the discussion about, well, should they keep Justin Fields and trade the pick? It was never going to happen. I never thought Ryan Poles, with another chance to draft his quarterback number one overall, because he had the opportunity last year as well, too. I don't think he was going to let that opportunity pass. And the fact that it was Caleb Williams, who's the quote-unquote generational talent, this felt like it was always going to be a foregone conclusion.
How do you think it's going to play out? How do you think polls, how do you think he did? Do you think that that's just the see, to me, I feel like it's the easy no-brainer that you can get out of the way of.
Yes. As,
you know, if it goes wrong, it wasn't you that made it go wrong. It's the player that made it go wrong, because we did what everybody else did, which was take the information and thought that you were a generational player.
And here's the other part that doesn't get brought up a lot, that I'm always curious to see whether or not we're going to look back on this, because who's the best rookie quarterback from a year ago? CJ Stroud, right?
Yep.
It ain't just Carolina.
Bryce Young went number one.
Yeah, it ain't just Carolina that passed up on CJ Stroud. The Bears passed up on him too. Ryan Poles passed up on him too. And so,
which is interesting, right? Because you could have had CJ Stroud,
agreed,
even though you have Justin Fields,
and that,
but you did the same exact thing a year later.
Same
with
exact
Caleb
thing.
And so, and do you think Caleb Williams will have a better rookie season than CJ Stroud?
Well, I think, and I think, you know, a lot of people would look at that and go, "Well, you know, it's just you're comparing Bryce Young to CJ Stroud. You're comparing Carolina to CJ Stroud." And to your point, I don't look at it like that. If we want to play the comp game, it's going to be really hard to surpass what C.J. Stroud did last year. He completely changed the fortunes of a franchise. I mean, they went from Massage Watson not wanting anything to do with them, and them, you know, turning and burning on head coaches, to they were bummed that they didn't end up with the number one pick because of Lovie Smith and Davis Mills and what happened in that game against the Colts. And then C.J. Stroud sort of quote-unquote fell in their lap at number two, and he ended up putting together maybe one of the best rookie quarterback campaigns that we've ever seen in the NFL. But it isn't just Carolina that passed up on him. Dude, Ryan Poles passed up on that too. Like, he had an opportunity sitting there at one to where if he had evaluated CJ Stroud differently, then maybe he would have chosen him, but he didn't. He passed him up. So I think everything as far as Ryan Poles' time in Chicago is going to be tied to Caleb Williams.
Oh, and 100%.
Right or wrong, and it, look, like you said it earlier in the show, like, man, you can't get injured. You can't, like, there's a lot of things you can't let happen that are outside of your control. And Caleb Williams, like,
it's crazy to say it, right?
Yeah, it's weird.
There's a lot of things outside of your control that you have to try to control.
Yeah.
And the number one is getting injured. You got to control getting injured. Can't do it. The moment you start getting injured, that's like you're on the clock. You're on the clock. You are on the clock. Especially if you get injured more than once, especially if it's a serious injury, you're on the clock. You could think that you're not if you want to. You could have a different take on it if you want to. You're on the clock because you have now become a liability. Like, injuries, that those are liabilities. Like, imagine, like, you want me to put it in a proper perspective? Imagine in other jobs, you get injured, and you get injured to the degree where, and we said this earlier in the show, where you miss work.
Yep.
What are you to that company? A liability.
Yeah, and replaceable.
But go ahead.
And replaceable. And,
well,
and I just, I,
on
so,
the clock.
I look at it and I go, whatever Ryan Poles' tenure in Chicago is summed up as or summarized as is all reliant on how Caleb Williams does, because you had, you know, look, Justin Fields had a level of success. I wasn't surprised. I never thought they were going to move forward with Justin Fields. I just looked at it in totality and also in a reality based point of view of, in the NFL, you want to draft your guy. He wasn't Ryan Poles' guy. He wanted to be able to draft his guy. But his guy could have been C.J. Stroud, who ended up being the rookie of the year last year and completely changed the course of a franchise. And
I think the cautionary tale of what you're talking about right now, Jonas, is that there was actually a debate as to who should go number one in that draft.
Oh, yes.
And that debate being settled by Bryce Young being taken, and you don't hear any type of buzz surrounding Bryce Young.
No.
You don't hear any type of, you don't see Bryce Young walking out with Amber Rose. You don't see it. Like, you're not seeing what you're seeing, which CJ Stroud is arguably already in the conversation of being a face of the National Football League today. And y'all didn't take him number one. Y'all didn't take him number one. So the cautionary tale, what's the cautionary tale here? There's the chance that Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, JJ McCarthy, there's the chance that you see one of these guys emerge as being like a guy. Like, damn, he fell though. He was what number quarterback taken in that draft? Oh, that's the same draft. Who was that? Who was that? That went number one. He was in that draft. Who was it? Like, that's the potential that exists here. That happened in one season for Bryce Young. One season. Because of how well C.J. Stroud did and how he put the Texans back on the map of being a competitor. Think about that, man.
Yeah. And also, I would say this. As far as the Amber Rose conversation goes.
Yeah.
Lee, Amber Rose, yeah or nay? We good on that?
Yeah, Amber Rose is, yeah, sure.
Very talented?
Very talented.
All right, just making sure. You know, didn't quite know whether or not you signed off on that.
So. And here's the point. Is the Bears football team going to be good enough for Caleb Williams to beat the curve of which he's going to be judged on? That's the biggest issue.
Look,
not Caleb Williams. The biggest issue is always going to be, will the franchise be in position to make it a successful rookie year bid for that player?
I mean, we don't know where they're going to play games in the foreseeable future or coming up in a few years from now, because they still can't figure out whether or not they want to put parking in the renderings that they provided to the public. And now there's some pushback on whether or not the stadium's actually going to get down there. Whatever the case may be, at the very least, you know, Virginia McCaskey, the owner's not throwing beer at anybody in a at a game like David Tepper was. So
he's like, God dang it! We took him instead of CJ Stroud. Get this beer.
And I love Bryce Young.
Catch this beer on your head.
I love Bryce Young, but I feel for Bryce Young because he's probably looking around. And I wonder if Frank Reich and him stay in touch. And Frank Reich's like, yeah, listen, man, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I'm not, you know, this is on you. You got to figure this out because you got David Tepper to deal with.
Like, how did you do this? You know, David Tepper be walking around. He comes into meeting rooms like Nino Brown when there was a snitch. You know what I mean? And he started jump roping his leash for his dog. You remember he released his little Rottweiler to walk around the roof? He gonna stab the GM in the hand. I never liked your ass anyway.
Oh, man. So bad.
CJ Stroud.
We're talking about somebody's career. Like, and you know what sucks about it? If it heads down the way that it's headed down, Bryce Young is going to be looked at like a lot of those quarterbacks we talked about.
And they're going to call him a bust.
And it's probably not his fault.
That's the same scenario your boy is facing in Chicago. So let me tell you this. I'm going to tell you straight out. If you see Caleb Williams have an amazing season with the Chicago Bears, he is more than what you thought he was. His legitness is too legit to quit, MC Hammer style. It is way more than what you could have even thought, because the Bears stink.
Jeez.
They stink. Decent defense. Got a couple players on defense. Okay, you added some players on offense. Everybody wants to talk. Oh, they added players on offense. They stink.
Sheesh.
If that man changes the way the Chicago Bears are looked at and viewed, and they become competitive this year under him as the quarterback, he is even more legit than what you thought he was. Even in a make it to the playoffs but not go very far in the playoffs type of run. If he takes this team to the playoffs, his rookie year, bow down and give that man his props.
I'll say this. He's got a lot more to work with than Bryce Young did last year, because he's got DJ Moore. He's got Keenan Allen. He's got Roma Dunze. He's got Cole Kmet. He's got Gerald Everett. He's got DeAndre Swift.
Look here.
That ain't bad.
That ain't bad, but the reality of it is that I don't trust any of that. I don't trust any of that. Like, those names you're throwing out, like, some of it sounds pretty good. Some of it is questionable. Health concerns, rookie concerns. There's just – they're questionable deals. Questionable deals.
Wow. I know it's not.
And DeAndre, like, this is DeAndre's, what, third team in 3 years?
Yeah, so he's in demand. What are you trying to say?
Please. Let's be clear here. Like, and I like DeAndre Swift, but let's be clear. Third team in 3 years, freaking Keenan Allen can't stay healthy. DJ Moore, they didn't even want him in the place that Bryce Young went to.
Damn.
Like, let's just be clear here. Like, let's not act like Caleb Williams is like Adunze. Like, he's not going to get judged because he's a draft pick and he has great potential to be a great pro. But he's a rookie. He's a rookie. So it ain't like, don't act like Caleb Williams is walking into this pristine. Now, your boy J.J. McCarthy is walking into a dope situation. Your boy Caleb Williams, he's still walking into a dumpster fire. Does he got enough gas, enough extinguisher fluid to put it out? That's the bigger question.
Sheesh.
That's the bigger question.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox yes, Sports Radio. Is. Coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios, we're going to get the very latest on more potential movement in the NFL, potentially some trades, some surprises coming up here very, very soon. It's all yours next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Listen, Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and so do their tushies, especially when they start really moving. Huggies has more curves and outstanding active fit, so no matter what kind of mover you've got, they feel protected and comfy while their little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Huggies Little Movers has curves designed to fit all baby curves and helps provide up to 12-hour protection against leaks. So make the switch to Huggies Little Movers today. We got you, baby.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know it. O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Don't ignore your check engine light. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today, a free diagnostic service exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto. Do it yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right now, he is Albert Breer, and he is in. He is senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist at the MMQB. Get him on Twitter, at Albert Breer. AB, what's happening? Good morning.
Hi, AB.
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Good. So we've seen kind of the reports of, you know, teams like the Vikings and teams like the Giants who are wanting to trade up to number three, and that, you know, Washington called Chicago about trying to get the number one pick. So if I'm just putting everything together here, does that mean with all these quarterbacks that went in the first round that the Bears were really the only team that got the guy they wanted?
That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Because when you think about it like that, it's like, well, how do we feel about it?
I haven't thought about it that way. But yeah, I mean, look, like, I would imagine if you gave all of these guys truth serum, right? Like, if you gave Adam Peters in Washington and Elliot Wolf in New England and Terry Fontenot in Atlanta and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah in Minnesota and George Payton in Denver, you gave them all truth serum, I think they would all tell you Caleb Williams was the number one quarterback in the draft. I think when the dust settled, and we're all arguing over this stuff for 3 months, and I think a lot of it's stupid because, you know, you wind up saying things that make you look like an idiot. You know what I mean? Like, just Caleb was always the one, you know, Caleb was always the one. And it's okay to say that, because this was not unlike the Andrew Luck year. This was not unlike the Trevor Lawrence year. And there was dumb stuff said those years too. Like, no one thought RG3 was a better prospect than Andrew Luck. No one thought Zach Wilson was a better prospect than Trevor Lawrence deep down. And it's the same thing this year, you know? So, like, only one team can get Caleb Williams, and that team's the Chicago Bears. And so I think it's sort of a product of that you have that sort of prospect this year. I'm just kind of, like, racking my brain right now. I think that the Commanders would have taken Caleb one. I think the Patriots would have taken Caleb or Jaden Daniels over Drake May. Atlanta had Penix 3, so they had Penix behind Caleb and Jaden. The Broncos had Bo Nix 3, believe it or not, behind Caleb and Jaden. And then the Vikings had JJ 4 behind Caleb, Jaden, and Drake. So, wow. So yeah. And then, like, you look at the Giants, and the Giants are the team that actually showed some restraint here, right? Like, the Giants, they really like Drake, right? So they were willing to go up to get Drake. But, you know, they didn't force JJ at 6. So you can look at the Giants on the flip side of it and say they were the one team that came in and said, like, it wasn't just we're going to take a quarterback. It's, you know, there are only certain guys we deem to have the value of that pick. So all this stuff, you know, can kind of become a moving target. You know, we'll see a couple years from now whether or not someone wound up drafting Christian Ponder or E.J. Manuel in the first round. You know, we won't know that for a year or two.
AB, the free agency tracker is active right now. There are a ton. I mean, it's a litter of big-name free agents out there. How do you see, you know, how you see that playing out? Like, what teams do you see, you know, going after some of these guys that may be out there, or however you're looking at it? But there's a ton of them out there. Like, I think what first name that comes to mind is, I think Gilmore is still out there on the market. I mean, there are some big name free agents. So how does that work now after the draft?
Did we lose Albert?
Did we lose him?
I think we might have lost Albert there.
We might have lost, yeah.
Well, you must have
really... I felt like that was like just such a mic-dropping question.
Let me tell you something.
I felt like I had to repeat it like two or three times.
For the record, my question was the last question he responded to, which I ought to tell you, that was a home run.
Okay, that's fair.
Park.
That's fair,
like
too.
That?
I'll tell you what.
I mean, that was the silkiest question I've ever asked, Lamar. I got to be honest with you.
Since we are filling some time, let's talk a little bit about silk and how there's so many great things about it. The flavors, the nutrition, the recipes. One thing that doesn't get enough attention, it's got shelf-stable options, my guy, which means it stays fresh without refrigeration until open. So go ahead, stock up on your favorite flavors and learn more about silk products at silk.com.
Damn right.
There you go. So, anyway, I mean, Mitchell Trubisky, what do you think? Is he watched?
No, I think Trubisky seems like the type of guy to where he's such a good dude and such a good teammate and he's back in Buffalo, correct?
Back in Buffalo.
Yeah, like he's going to be, but like, you know, a guy like Tannehill and somebody else. Like what I think is interesting is And not that you would have direct knowledge of this at
MMQB, all. MMQB, you miss me, but leave a message and I'll call
you. Oh, no.
We got AP's point. Hey.
Oh, no.
Hey, all right. We should have left a message, for God's sakes. Come on. Why'd we hang up? We could have left him a message. Like, hey, Albert, what's going on here, buddy? Well, listen, we will effort getting back in touch with Albert Breer here. We're up against it, Lee, so do we want to try and get him after the break for the final segment? We'll do it after the break for the final segment, Albert Breer. That way we'll get him some time to kind of get all buttoned up and everything here. So,
okay.
Yeah, and now he's apparently not in. All right, so here's what we're going to do. All right, we're going to break a little early here on Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. And we're going to go ahead and spin a wheel during the break, all right? When we come back, we're gonna spin the wheel again. And we are going to determine whether or not in the final segment of this smooth-running show, whether or not Albert Breer will be joining us, or we'll have another edition of You In or You Out starring Lee Delap, so you can find out what the wheel of Lee and Albert says coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Listen, Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and so do their tushies, especially when they start really moving. Huggies has more curves and outstanding active fit, so no matter what kind of mover you've got, they feel protected and comfy while their little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Huggies Little Movers has curves designed to fit all baby curves and helps provide up to 12-hour protection against leaks. So make the switch to Huggies Little Movers today. We got you, baby.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know it. O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Don't ignore your check engine light. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today, a free diagnostic service exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto. Do it yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You ready, Ron? You ready, Mike?
Is this Bell Biv DeLapp?
Girl, I must warn you. I'm Bell Biv DeLapp in my mind.
Bell Biv DeLapp.
Bell Biv DeLapp. Situation is serious.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. We are going to be back coming up tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Pacific for a Football Friday. You know what that means. Lots of football, lots of grab ass. We might even dust off a couple of oldies but goodies since we got the Kentucky Derby this weekend. So stick around and come back for that. Also, if you missed any of this show, you can check out the podcast. It'll be posted shortly after we go off the air. You search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review the pod. Again, just search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see this show posted right after we get off the air. And as promised, as we tease, because we pay off our teases. Is here because, you know, we believe in radio formatics on this show. We're not a bunch of lazy asses. Let's spin the wheel and find out whether or not it'll be You In or You Out starring Lee DeLapp or Albert Breer, who will make a special final segment appearance on the show. So let's go ahead and spin that wheel. Nice spin.
Oh, damn.
And it's Albert Breer.
Oh, wow.
Senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist at the MMQB. He is back for more at Albert Breer. Alvin, I'm sorry LeVar's question was so bad that you had to hang up the phone like that. I want to apologize on behalf of LeVar for that. So,
you got guys like Calais Campbell, you know, Dory Jackson, Jamal Adams, you know, guys like that that are still out there. Odell Beckham, Micah Hyde. And listen, these are names that maybe you'll say are, you know, kind of maybe getting older or declining, you know, Tyler Boyd. But did we lose him again?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, there he is.
Albert, just in case you didn't hear LeVar's question, you know, free agents, what happens now?
Yeah, well, and again, like maybe we can find a way to blame Brady for not even showing up today.
Agreed.
Oh, wow.
That's easy.
Yeah, that's an easy one to blame. It's easy to blame the guy who isn't here. So let's just go with that. You know, like a lot of teams are very into the compensatory pick formula. And, you know, like the rules dictate that guys who are signed after the draft now, it used to be middle of May. I think it's like right after the draft now. Those guys don't count towards the comp pick formula. So a lot of times with these guys, especially the older guys who have already been paid, teams will tell them, sit tight, and, you know, we'll circle back with you May 1st, because at that point we don't have to worry about it affecting us in the compensatory pick formula, which affects our draft picks next year. So I think that that's sort of the way this has evolved. There's more teams who have kind of drilled down on the comp pick formula, and I know that's really in the weeds. You know, we've almost seen like this second wave of veteran free agency right before OTAs in May. And look, like a lot of the players don't care either. I mean, that just means they don't have to show up for the off-season program until May anyway, you know. So, you know, yeah, you got your guys like your Odell Beckhams, your Quandre Diggs. I know you mentioned a bunch of guys there, LeVar, Micah Hyde was one of them.
Yeah.
If you look at it, a lot of the names now are guys who've already made their money in the league and are out there probably looking for a home with a contender. And the contenders had the wherewithal to stay patient in these situations. And so I think if, you know, you're Kansas City looking to fill a hole, or you're Buffalo looking to fill a hole, or you're you're Cincinnati or San Francisco looking to fill a hole, you know, now is the time when you do it, because the prices are down a little bit. You get guys who, you know what you're getting with your third contract guys. And it doesn't affect you in the comp pick formula.
Albert Breer joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. So it came out, and there was a report that came out, I believe, Mark Maskey of the Washington Post said that, you know, the expectation is that the NFL is going to try and propose an 18-game season before the CBA comes up in 2031. So I don't believe we're waiting until 2031 to see an 18-game season. What do you think is a realistic time to expect that we get to 18 games?
I mean, I think if it's up to the owners, ASAFP, right? Because we know they don't want to wait for their money.
Because Brady threw out we did an over-under on that. And what was it, 2.5, LeVar? Like 2.5 years before we see an 18-game season?
2.5.
I mean, I know this, guys. I know if Roger's talking about today, the owners want it tomorrow. And it was funny reading some of the phrasing on that, because it was like the owners are on board with Roger's idea here. Isn't it the other way around? like it's not like Roger is dictating this. You know, obviously the owners have wanted this for a long time. You know, and so if I'm the players, like I am drawing a hard line here. And I am saying I am not agreeing to this unless you get us to free agency after 3 years. Because, like, if you look at it, right, LeVar, you can speak to this. It's hard physically to make it through 4 years in the NFL when you're first eligible to be an unrestricted free agent. You know, it's really hard to be able to withstand the rigors of the game and avoid injury and all of that different stuff. And so, you know, going from 16 to 18 games and, you know, whatever it would be, a 5 or 6 year span, well, now you're asking the players to survive another half season, because that's an extra 2 games over 4 years. So it would be 8 more games, you know, not even accounting for the fact that you're more worn down at the end of the year. that you have to survive to make it to free agency. So, look, I'm never taken off guard by the owner's greed. Like, that's what this is about. This is about money. This is about Rodgers' mandate to make it to $25 billion in annual revenues. And he's getting inching closer and closer there to getting there. And it's that they've grown the game so many different ways up that all that's left is to grow it out and add inventory. And this is like, you know, this is like international. This is like Thursday Night Football. This is like the 17th game. This is like the expanded playoffs. This is adding inventory. That's all it's doing. And that's the way that they look at it. And, I certainly think if they're talking about it now, they want to do it tomorrow. And so as soon as they can get it done, I'm sure that they would want to do it. And if I'm the players, I am drawing a very hard line here on getting something back for it. And if it were me, if I were the players, I would try to get, you know, some adjustments to the way franchise tags work. But at the very least, I would try and see if there was an easier way for more players to make it to free agency. And I would say that the way to do that is knocking the requirement down from 4 to 3 years on guys to become unrestricted free agents.
I know we're up against it, but my last question, AB, will be: who was your winner? Which draft did you like the best for what team?
I really like what the Commanders did. Obviously, like, you know, how we all look at this in a few years is going to be dictated by what happens with Jaden Daniels, right? Mm-hmm. But you know, to be able to go and get Mike Sammersville, who I think is going to wind up being a really, really, really good player in the second round, and also come away with Johnny Newton, who I think belonged in the first round. Now, he's got a foot fracture, so you might have like a little bit of an issue his first year, but after that, I think he'd be good. Ben Sinnott's a really good player. They had a lot of day two capital, and I think they capitalized on it. I think they have at least four guys in that class who are going to help them right away, you know. And then I think you look down the line and you see like a Luke McCaffrey at the end of the third round. So I really like their class. The other class, if you want to talk about a team that's a little further down the line that I liked, was Buffalo. If you look at where they're at and they had to reset their roster, they've got a lot of holes now. And they've got some, you know, obviously big pieces that you're going to build around in Josh Allen and Deion Dawkins and Ed Oliver. But they've got a lot of areas that they needed to address. And so I think going and getting guys who can contribute from day one, like Keon Coleman, like Cole Bishop, the safety out of Utah, that also addressed needs, I thought Buffalo did really well. And I think they've got a number of guys who I think are going to contribute for them as rookies.
Get him on Twitter, X at Albert Breer. AB, we appreciate it. We'll do it again next week. Enjoy the weekend.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Right, there right. He is. It is Albert Breer, where you can find him again, at Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist at the MMQB, joining us for a very special final segment appearance here on the show on Fox Sports Radio. Like, listen, normally we do you in or you out, but Albert Breer was in today. So call it whatever we want.
So everything else was out.
Yeah, you can.
Albert Breer was in, so everything else was out.
I mean, listen, you know, when you start out a show talking about the Lost Boys,
yeah,
and you end up with Albert Breer talking about the way we can get to an 18-game season, which it's going to happen, and it's going to happen real soon. Could you imagine, like, the extra two games on your body, like, back when you were playing?
I can't. I can't imagine it. I mean, but I never played in the playoffs, so.
What do you mean?
I mean, it just never was really a part of my career except one time.
You tried to kill Chris Sims. What are you talking about?
I got one in, bro. It's 7 years of playing football. I got 1 year in. So
Did you have a pick six in that game, in that playoff game?
It was close. I got knocked out and fumbled the ball, but they didn't call it a fumble. So,
but you did fumble the ball.
I did fumble it.
Yeah, that's all right.
They got it, too.
Yeah, that's all right.
You know, we still got it.
Well, you can get that work tomorrow, I'll tell you
get
that.
Get it tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Listen, Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and so do their tushies, especially when they start really moving. Huggies has more curves and outstanding active fit, so no matter what kind of mover you've got, they feel protected and comfy while their little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Huggies Little Movers has curves designed to fit all baby curves and helps provide up to 12-hour protection against leaks. So make the switch to Huggies Little Movers today. We got you, baby.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.